The victim of a Father's Day shooting at a Walmart in Tumwater, Washington, is paralyzed from his neck down. That's according to his family. Meanwhile, we're learning more about the suspected gunman and hearing from others caught in the chaos of the Father's Day shooting. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins has details.
Tyler Feevey says his parents were walking into the Tumwater Walmart on Sunday afternoon. As they approached the front doors,
everybody was running out saying, "Shooter, shooter, shooter, run."
Inside, a gunman had shot a locked display case and grabbed ammunition. Feevey says his parents rushed back to their car. As they tried to escape, the gunman approached his father, who was driving.
Shot him once and said, "Get out of your car."
But he couldn't move. The shooter then shot him once more. As the gunman tried to carjack another vehicle, an armed citizen approached, gun in hand.
That civilian took out the shooter.
Police have identified the gunman as 44-year-old Tim Day of McCleary, Washington. He has a long criminal record, including prison stints for unlawful possession of a firearm. He also has a history of domestic violence. His former wife says Day battled a meth addiction, and she says she told everyone, quote, "he's going to get himself killed." The man who shot and killed Day has not been identified, but Jesse Zamora says he too pulled his concealed pistol when he heard the shots and was prepared to take action. In the end, he didn't fire his gun, but he says he did watch Day die on the pavement of the parking lot.
I'm not going to lie. You know, it's really scary to watch a man die. It's overwhelming for me. I was supposed to work today and took the day off, for my family and for myself.
Prior to the shooting at the Walmart, police say Day opened fire and tried to carjack several motorists nearby. One of the victims was 16-year-old Danner Barton. He was going to pick up a prescription for his mom when he came across a car accident. There was a man in the middle of the road trying to stop him. He says he realized the man was armed.
So I slowed down, he put the gun down, and then I instantly ducked my head and gunned it. And he put one shot through my front windshield, and it went through the steering wheel and through my thumb as well.
His thumb is badly bruised and cut up. Barton says in the moment, he knew he was either going to live or he was going to die. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.